my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for watching, and it's another beautiful day that we get to experience in our wonderful Creator's creation, and it's a beautiful thing. Today, we're going to be reading this devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series, and there's nothing, no devotional that talks more about suffering than this one, and we have to understand, and we speak a lot about in these teachings about suffering and affliction and why our Creator allows that to happen and what it means for us. Well, today, I'm going to talk about how it's a blessing to suffer. And we're going to read the devotional right now, and then we'll get into that teaching. So it says, we start off with a scripture here in Isaiah 53:10. Reading this scripture, it says, and this is called Beautiful Affliction, by the way. That's the title of it. It says, yes, it was Yahweh's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though Yahweh makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and will of Yahweh will prosper in his hand. Isaiah 53:10. Yes, loved one, when this priest Yeshua has offered for all time one sacrifice for all sin, he sat down at the right hand of the Almighty, Hebrews 10:12. He is the last sacrifice, the full atonement for your sins. He is your life-giving and your redemption. You seem to comprehend this at times, to actually live like you believe it. Your obedience is how I gauge this. May I share something with you about the process? Perhaps this will help you develop a stronger desire to know me, and therefore a stronger desire to obey. Today, child, it is the crushing. I would like to discuss with you, cause. Could I have chosen another method to perfect you, another operation or another pattern for perfection? If I wanted, couldn't I have simply allowed my son to come and teach? I could have planned for him to stay with you for many years, even centuries, to show you my ways, right? Or could have I simply programmed my creation to obey me at all times? Yes, all of these options and more were available. So why then do I instead choose the crushing method for your perfecting? Because it is the suffering that made my son perfect, Hebrews 2:10. And remember what he told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted him, they will persecute you also, John 15:20. Therefore, do not invalidate the suffering process when the pattern shows up in your own life. Yes, I did say that my son was the last sacrifice for sin for all time, but I did not say that I would no longer use suffering to align my people with their destiny, James 1, verses 2 to 4. Quite the opposite. It is in the suffering that the dross is removed, for it has been granted or gifted to you on behalf of the Messiah, not only to believe upon him, but also to suffer on behalf of him, Philippians 1:29. It is in the suffering that purity is birthed. It is I who make all decrees to bless or to afflict. Even if I choose to use evil to prune you, then so it be. And don't be so hasty to assume that evil is some outside force and not a tool of revelation exposing the evil that resides within you, loved one. Yes, the crushing and chastening are mine. Why would my ways seem so harsh? Why would you would not think it cruel if you embrace that my chosen methods always represent pure love? My child, no more of your double-mindedness. Reckon this as truth. I only do good on behalf of my children, and therefore the suffering is to bring good about good. I have said it before. This is the never-ending, ever-present pattern of the narrow road to perfection. Now you should be thinking, if I align with your ways, Father, then I would be able to see that suffering is inevitable, brings home holiness into my life, that therefore serves good for those called according to your purpose, Romans 8:28, and that they would that would mean I should suffer well. Exactly, my loved one. Embrace my model, my way of doing things. When your mind comes to peace with such things, you are prepared to sail to the heights, finding the life I have always intended for you. Trust me, you will get there. Your suffering ensures it. Yes, the only way to perfection is through suffering. So suffer well, loved one, suffer well. And the name of this devotional series is the Suffer Well Devotional Series. I want to go over those scriptures first, and then I want to talk to you a little bit more about the idea of suffering and afflictions that we deal with and that we have to deal with, and that builds us up and strengthens us. James 1, verses 2 to 4, it talks about faith and endurance, and it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when you endure, your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." And Philippians 1:29 says, "For you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Yeshua, but also the privilege of suffering for him." And then finally, Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that Yahweh causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose for them." That's just wonderful news. And we're going to look at affliction. We're going to understand trusting Yahweh. We're going to understand the blessings that come because of that. And that brings just so much joy into our lives. And when we can get to a point where we can find joy in the suffering, we are suffering well, and that's how we're going to be blessed. Blessed, knowing, instead of pointing fingers and asking why, we're going to be thanking him for putting us through these trials, because we understand he's refining us and he wants to refine us. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, 8, 9, "In every way we're troubled, but not crushed, frustrated, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." Psalms 34, 19 to 20 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous one, and Yahweh Yeshua delivers him from all of them, and he will keep his bones, that not one of them will be broken." Understand, our Creator will never give us anything we can't handle. He wants us to stand firm in the afflictions and the suffering. But understand that affliction will lead to repentance. Afflictions will strengthen us and help us grow as long as we're focused on Yeshua. It says in Romans 12, 12, it says, "Be happy in your confidence. Be patient in trouble, and pray continually." Pray continually and rest assured. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, "No trial has overtaken you that is not faced by others." And Yahweh is faithful. He will not let you be tried beyond what you can and are able to bear. But with the trial will also provide a way out so that you may be able to endure it. These situations that he allows us to be in are going to what build our character, our endurance, our trust, and our faith in him. James 1, verse 2 to 4 says, "My brothers and sisters, be very happy when you are tested in different ways. You know that such testing of your faith produces endurance, endurance until your testing is over. Then you will be mature and complete, and you won't need anything." 1 Peter 1, verses 6, 7 says, "You greatly rejoice in this, even though you have to suffer various kinds of trials for a little while, so that your genuine faith, which is more valuable than gold that perishes when tested by fire, may result in praise, glory, and joy and honor when Yeshua the Messiah is revealed." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, 10 verses 10 to 11 says, "For they discipled us for a short time, or they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but his disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." trained by it. Yahweh disciplines us because he loves us. Yahweh makes us go through these things to refine us. He disciplines those he loves. It says in Hebrews 12, verses 5 and 6, do not think lightly on Yahweh's discipline or give up when you are corrected by him. For Yahweh disciplines the one he loves, and he punishes every son he accepts. It's a beautiful thing when we could accept this and suffer well, and suffer well and suffer for him. And he loved us so much that he would train us up and teach us the right ways, the ways he wants us to experience. And remember the faith of Job when he was going through his trials and he was trying to be crushed and he was going through everything. In Job 1:21, he said, naked I came from my mother's womb and naked I shall return. Yahweh gave me and Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. He stayed faithful and he wants us to stay faithful. It says in Revelations 2:9, I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know you are about slander to those who you say they are the Jewish and are not, but as a synagogue of Satan. He has his plan. He has everything for us, and he wants us to persevere and stay focused. He says, and I give this as encouragement to every one of you listening right now, Isaiah 41, 13, for I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who takes care and hold of you, your right hand, and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do we trust Yahweh, who promises to help us? He promises to refine us and make us even better, even give us more. Job was restored with double everything he lost. And Yahweh too will double you with that double strength, that double character, everything, everything. He's taken you as a baby. He's going to make you a man. He's going to make you spiritually ready for the battles in life. And he's just going to be with you. And it's through this discipline, this crushing, and these affliction that he makes this happen. But he tells us always, trust him as you're going through the process. Trust him. Isaiah 54:4 says, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear or disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. 2 Timothy 1:12 says, for this reason I suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have ever believed in. And I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. And Psalms 25:3 says, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Yes, we need to trust him at these times. We need to trust him as we suffer, and we suffer well. You see, the person that doesn't understand the scriptures will say, why would I want to follow that belief system? Why would I want to follow that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, if everyone that's following him seems like they're suffering and has all these trials in life and everything else? That's exactly why, because that's where the refining comes. And he'll always pull us to the other side. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for I am Yahweh and I will be with you wherever you go. And Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And that's what he's doing with all of us. He's testing our faith. He's refining us. We have to trust him and understand. Trust him and believe. And it's easy to believe and trust him when things are going good. But when things are going bad, when things are going hard in the trials of life, then we must understand in Luke 1:37, for no word of Yahweh will ever fail. We can do all things, and no purpose of his will be thwarted. Yahweh promised us a future and a hope. And that's what he wants us. He says, I take no pleasure in the death of even wicked people. I want them to change so they would live and have life. That's his goal for us. His goal for us is to give up our thinking, our wisdom, our thoughts, and to put our full trust in him. But we must learn to trust him in these trials. That's how we suffer well. We trust him. We believe him. We believe his outcome. We believe his ways. Proverbs 3:5-7 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, not some of your ways, but in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and turn away from evil. And Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, not sometimes, but all times. wherever you are right now, say all times, trust in him at all times. Pour out your hearts to him, for Yahweh is our refuge, who comforts us during those times of trials, so we can comfort others. He will never abandon you. He will never abandon you. We need to remain confident in that. He wants the best for us, and he's going to give us everything, everything that's good for us. And we have to have the faith, the understanding, and the wisdom like Job. In Job 13, 15 says, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Though he slay me, I will trust in him. That's what we need. That's what we need, that trust and that faith. So I encourage you. I encourage you at these times to not look at it as bad. Look at it as a good thing. Remember, from prison to praise, be thankful for everything. And some of these things we can't understand. In John 13, 7, it says, you do not realize these things now what I am doing, but later you will understand. And then when we refine and when we see what he was doing in our lives and where we are now, and it's like, wow, then we remember all things work together for the good. You know, we just got to slow down sometimes and be still and know that he is Yahweh and he has the best for us. All the blessings come with the suffering. That's what scripture tells us. All the blessings come with suffering in scripture. And that's what we have to remember. We have to remember that. James 1:25 says, but if I look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then Yahweh will bless you for doing it. The blessings. The blessings. Yahweh will bless you for following his patterns and his ways and for trusting him. It says in Luke 11:28, Yeshua replied, but even more blessed are those who hear the word and put it into practice. And that major word right there, one of the most important things is faith. Just don't hear faith, but put that faith into practice. During the trials, come out with a smile because you suffered well. Revelations 1:3 says, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and take it to heart, that it is written, because the time is near. The time is near. And the blessings aren't coming necessarily in big houses or nice cars and all this money. No, the blessings are coming in his peace and the fruits and all the spiritual things that come along with that. It says in John 1:16, from his abundance we have received one gracious blessing after another. And it is true. It is so true. Ephesians 1:3, verses 3-5 says, all praise be to Yahweh, the Father of Yeshua, Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Yeshua. Even before he made the world, Yahweh loved us and chose us in Yeshua to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Yahweh decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Yeshua, our Messiah. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Ephesians 1:13-14 says, in him also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, you were sealed with the promise of the Ruach Kodesh, the set-apart spirit, who is the guarantee of inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. To the praise of his glory. The blessings are all around. The blessings all around. It says in James 1:12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he has been tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which is Yahweh had promised him, and that love in him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the scripture says. Blessed are the one whose transgression is forgiven. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is he whose help is Yahweh of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Hallelujah. Psalms 146, verse 5. I love in Psalms 3, 5, says, I lie down and sleep and I wake again because Yahweh sustains me. Just knowing that can keep the blessings flowing in our lives. When the affliction comes, when the tough times and the trials comes. And we'll hit tough times and trials, people. They're going to be there. They're not just going away. They're going to be there. But as it says here, these are the things that we need. This is why this devotional series is so important. To suffer well. It's not just two words that go well together. It's that the concept, that is the principle of the scriptures. If you had to sum up the Bible in two words, the whole Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation in two words, suffer well. Suffer well. Suffer well. And people have a tough time doing this. People have a really tough time with accepting that our wonderful creator, our loving creator, the loving God, the lover of creation and everything, would make his people suffer, or he would let them suffer. I hear it all the time. Why would God allow this? If your God is real, why would he allow this? If Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is really the Savior, why would he allow this to happen? Why would he allow suffering in the world? Why would he allow bad things to happen to good people? Where is the justice? I see people saying all the time. They look at suffering as a bad thing. But the Bible looks at suffering as a good thing, a great thing, a miraculous thing, because it transforms us. And just like he asked us to be imitators of Yeshua, he crushed Yeshua so he could be perfect. We must welcome this and welcome all of the trials in life as opportunities to grow, opportunities to persevere, opportunities to win the race. And we need to be thankful for these things. How odd would it seem that when somebody's going through hard times in life, we would just thank our creator. Yeah, we don't know why these things are happening, but we know you're in control. As the world would think I'm crazy for thanking you, thank you for these things in my life that I know are truly blessings. Even though they seem like tragedies to this world and to my own human thinking, it seems like a terrible thing and a bad situation. I know where my faith lies, Yahweh, and I know you have your best interest in me. So I thank you. I thank you for helping me accomplish something that I can't even see or understand or even comprehend at this point. Thank you for your refining. Thank you for saving me from all the things you saved me from that I don't even see. Thank you for helping me not have a perfect life so I don't walk around in pride. Thank you for keeping me humble. Thank you for helping me suffer. Thank you for the affliction. It's so beautiful. And your word is so beautiful. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this great opportunity that you've given me. And thank you for Yeshua, who has walked this path before me and have led the way and leads the way and helped me to follow him exclusively and only, and not turn back, not get distracted, not get off that narrow road, but to stay steadfast toward that narrow gate. And that my suffering, my afflictions, and my hardships won't even knock me down, but they'll push me forward. Thank you, Father. Thank you. How many of us have a thankful heart for these things? The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. The principle or pattern of that is many are called, but few choose. Not one of you listening right now does not have an opportunity to suffer well. It's your choice and your perception. Are you going to sit home all day and just watch the news on the TV and live in fear of man and all the things they're talking about? Or are you going to open up your scriptures, the light in the darkness, the life-giving words that show us we already have the greatest gift we can have in Yeshua. And all the blessings have already been bestowed upon us. It's not that he will be there for us. It's that he is there for us because these things are happening and taking place in our life right now, right now. So right now, thank him for those blessings. Thank him for those great opportunities, even in the affliction and the suffering. Praise Yah, praise Yah. And I just love this devotional series, Suffer Well, Suffer Well. When I think about the people in Fox's Books of Mourners that were about to be killed and mourned, and think about people all over the world that are getting the word out about the gospel, and where many of them have to suffer in ways we can't even imagine. We think about all these people that suffered in the past, all the martyrs of the world. I just think, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for it all. Thank you. There's nothing we shouldn't be thankful for in him. All our hope has to be in him. But we must be obedient to his word, and part of that is trusting his word. We must be obedient to his word, physically accomplishing the guidelines and instructions he's given us. And also our spiritual understanding and belief has to go beyond our spiritual wisdom. We have to understand that he has and wants the greatest thing for us. All my hope is in Yahshua. Thank God yesterday's gone. Every day is a new day in him. And we have the great opportunity and the wonderful experience to suffer well, suffer well. So I pray you all suffer well. Thank you so much for hearing this message. And please take it to heart and understand that, you know, it's not my wish, my own personal wish as your brother and Messiah, that we would suffer and that we would go through trials. Nobody likes pain, but it has to be our prayer. Not just our thoughts, but our prayers that we get what Yahweh wants for us. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more, nothing less. And I want him to take me there the way he sees fit, the best way according to his plan, not my own plan. Know the plans I have for you there for good and disaster, to give you a future and a hope. They are not for good or know the plans I have for you there for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And that's where a hope must lie in Yeshua. If you want more of these teachings, more of the Suffer Well devotionals, you can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. They're all there on that website. You can support us there as well. You can also go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. And there as well, you can help this ministry continue to get this word out to people. And remember, we also have teachings every Friday night. We have live fellowship at 10 p.m. Eastern time every Friday night. That's online on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, or our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, to see where that is so you can get there. We do live prayer every single morning here together corporately on our website through our YouTube page and through our Zoom page at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And remember, we're not in this alone. We're all in this together. And there's something about spiritually praying together and doing things together. It's really, really powerful. So we do corporate prayer every morning, and then we do these devotionals every day. We also have live Bible readings that are all on the scripture, all on the website that we've done previously, and all the questions. And if you have any new questions, just please contact me and send them in. I'm always wanting to grow and learn and to grow and learn with you. And remember, one more thing I'm going to say is, if you hear a lecture or a teaching and you don't agree with everything that's been said, I will submit to you that's one of the greatest lectures you've ever heard, because that's how you learn and grow. For when you go somewhere and you agree with everything the speaker said, you haven't learned much. You just got your ears tickled. So I pray there's something I said that you can search out some more. And the Bible says, test everything, that you will test it, persevere it, endure it, and suffer well, my friends, suffer well. Have a blessed day out there, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO. There's a city, beautiful city, just like
Tribute Quartet from Nashville, Tennessee. It's going to be at Sunrise Tabernacle Church in Fort Pierce, 3280 South 25th Street on November 22nd. Doors open at 5, concert starts at 6. Tribute Quartet from Nashville, one of Southern Gospel Music's finest Southern Gospel quartets in the nation. Come out and be a part. Sunrise Tabernacle Church, an evening with Tribute Quartet, November 22nd, 6 p.m. Doors open at 5.